Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We read in Numbers 4 regarding the holy furniture of the tabernacle, quote, "The sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die." Verse 15. Wait, they were supposed to carry them, but not touch them? That's right. With acacia wood bars running through rings on the furniture's corners, and by the priests draping the furniture first with protective covers, the Levites were indeed able to carry them without actually touching them. Ingenious, wasn't it? But, oh friends, I can't wait to tell you this. Our blessed Jesus is the true ark. His saving work is on God's real altar, and his body is the open veil, Hebrews 10, verse 20. Yet he welcomes people to touch him. Listen, quote, "When the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." Matthew 14, verses 35 and 36. Quote, "He healed many, so that as many as had afflictions pressed about him to touch him." Mark 3:10. Quote, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all." Luke 6:19. And still he draws near to any needy soul looking for his saving power. Have you reached out to touch him? Paul the Apostle to the nations would proclaim, quote, "He has made from one blood every nation to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." Acts 17, verses 26 and 27. Faith moved these people to reach out to him, and simple trust in his finished work is how you can make contact with him today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.